In a few weeks, President Obama will address the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's a chance for the man at the top of the pyramid to make fun of his political opponents and himself. Humor is an essential tool in any politician's kit, and all the more important in this age of instant, constant media. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how Mr. Obama and Mitt Romney both are using it in this year's presidential campaign.
So far in this campaign, President Obama and his chief challenger Mitt Romney have been the butt of a lot more jokes than they've made themselves. Anyone in the White House is a source of material for comedians of all kinds, like David Letterman.
The car is a lot like Obama himself. The car runs well, but he doesn't have the power to pass anything.
And Romney has been mocked for saying the trees in Michigan are the right height and for telling Mississippi voters that he learned to say y'all. When Romney described his sense of humor on CNN last December, it only reinforced his buttoned-up image.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I live for laughter. I mean,
In that interview, he talked about his comedic preferences.
I used to watch Laurel and Hardy, The Three Stooges, you know, even the Keystone Cops.
Not exactly the laugh track of 2012. Yet occasionally, a genuinely funny side of Romney slips out. At Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo, he talked about driving through the town of Brighton, where his parents are buried.
It's like, how did you pick Brighton, Dad? Well, best price I could find in the whole state. So if you're looking for the best deal on a gravesite, check Brighton. They got a good spot, and you're near the former governor and the former first lady.
One thing humor does, if you can make fun of yourself, it says that I'm just like you.
Landon Parvin has written speeches for the last three Republican presidents. He says the connective power of humor could be especially important this year. Each candidate is trying to portray the other as out of touch. A shared joke can serve as anti-venom. It's a way of telling voters, we get each other. And Parvin thinks both men are missing opportunities.
Neither of the candidates that I see are using genial, good-natured humor. What I've seen in the campaign so far is the insult and the cut.
But the cut can serve a purpose too, says former Obama speechwriter John Lovett, who's now writing a sitcom for NBC.
If you can make someone laugh about something that your opponent or your opposition thinks, that means you've done a really good job of highlighting what's wrong with their argument or their position.
He points to an immigration speech where the president argued that every time he met Republican demands, the Republicans moved to the goalposts.
You know, they said we needed to triple the Border Patrol. Or now they're going to say we need to quadruple the Border Patrol. Or they'll want a higher fence. Maybe they'll need a moat. Maybe they want alligators in the moat.
Most of that speech was a rehash of stuff the president had said before. But Lovett says because of the alligators joke, the speech was all over the news.
And so it's also about figuring out ways to bust through a culture of politics and media that makes conveying substantive arguments so difficult.
That media culture makes humor in politics more valuable today than ever before, says communications professor John Meyer of the University of Southern Mississippi.
I think the more we have had media involved in our presidential campaigns, the more humor has become a force for presidents to use, both in becoming elected and in becoming an effective president.
Yet there are also examples of presidential humor stretching back more than 150 years. In a debate, Abraham Lincoln was once accused of being two-faced. The famously homely Lincoln replied, "If I had two faces, would I be wearing this one?" Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.